Friday the 9th of May, walking up the hill, all sorts of things happening. I think I just finished the slideshow for assignment 3 eventually, though I might add a few sounds. I'm thinking maybe sounds that I make, like, and all sorts of different sounds. Just thinking about sounds in relation to things that happen on the screen. But this morning, to talk some more about the talk that we had yesterday from Paul about making bids and about the relation to that assignment 5, and thinking about the bids I've made, writing them up and writing stuff up for the Adobe conference, the animation conference, which I think will be the bulk of assignment 5. And he was talking about the process of how you go out to make bids, and I was thinking about really just how important getting your name known is, and the route that I took from just doing the digital without thinking about it to being sort of discovered by Hugh from Hewlett-Packard, who is a friend of mine, and how badgering Adobe didn't get anywhere until Hugh intervened, and then I got on to talking on the Adobe stand at BET, and the HP connection, all that also got me on at BET, and because of the BET show, I then became the Adobe education leader, and also that got me onto Apple cart, as it were. But the most interesting little set of connections was last summer, I think, when I went to the Adobe conference in San Francisco. And there I talked to John Merlin, the IT journalist, and I talked to him. I already knew him from the Apple connection, I guess. I'd already met and introduced him, myself to him. So he wrote an article about what I was doing in San Francisco, sitting in the park, Central Square. And because of that article, I was actually asked to speak at BET this January in my own right. And I think probably because of that, I got the article written about me in the Guardian, and because of that article, there was interest in the States from Adobe on putting doing case studies. So it also linked one to another. And it's not necessarily in the least bit remarkable what I do, but it is remarkable the way the connections, being in the right place at the right time, and doing something that's interesting. And over the last 10 years or so, computer stuff has taken off in the most extraordinary way. And I have always been at the sort of forefront of it. And though I'm not a programmer and I'm not that good at it myself necessarily, staying at that leading edge is pretty difficult as well. But I have got a particular niche. And my particular niche at the moment is being an art teacher who's into digital in the classroom. That's sort of actually, I think, really quite a limited area. That's what makes what I'm doing particular. And it is quite funny in a way for me to be slightly miffed that when I go and give this talk in San Francisco this summer, there'll be two other people talking sort of in a similar area. And I think they'll maybe be better than me. All those sort of little jealousies creep in. Right, thinking again about assignment 5 and the bibliography in particular, and serendipity again, there's a thread currently on the Adobe chat, whatever, about all the blogs that people are keeping up with. Someone this morning posted 300 blogs that she, 500 blogs I think, that she keeps up with. God knows how she does that. 2 or 3 will do. But definitely the bibliography, in a sense, is the not just the news groups that I'm involved with, the Apple and the Adobe news groups, the Bexar and the Beck news groups, but the blogs other people are looking at, the blogs that I'm keeping in touch with, as well as the books in my cupboard, which I've got to look through. So there's my bibliography. And also, you know, the fact that I've been watching a lot of films and animation, as well as reading books, that's all part of my research. That's all part of what I'm doing. The website is a bit more difficult because surfing the web, you can't sort of, well, it'd be very difficult and pretty stupid to keep the trail of all the things I've been looking at. But it's also a bit difficult to forget to remember to keep the main ones. But I suppose a few, like the Apple, the thing from Steve Jobs that I picked up there, assignment 5. Here we go.